In the world of telecommunications, it's hard to find a more experienced local operator than Ziggy Switkowski. The one-time nuclear physicist is a former chief executive of Telstra, and before that he ran Optus and the Australian operations of Kodak. On paper, it's a formidable CV. But more importantly, his Liberal Party connections run deep. The coalition frontbencher Malcolm Turnbull will recommend any appointment to head the NBN Co if, as expected, he becomes communications minister. This morning, Mr. Turnbull tried to play down the speculation while at the same time endorsing Dr. Switkowski's skills.
He's obviously highly qualified, and I think most people would think it would regard him as an eminently suitable person, but no decision has been taken by a coalition government, because not least because we haven't even been sworn in yet.
If appointed, Ziggy Switkowski would replace Mike Quigley, who announced his retirement as NBN Co chief executive after months of pressure over delays to the NBN rollout. The new role would be either chief executive or executive chairman. This morning, Malcolm Turnbull signalled that a leader with Dr. Switkowski's experience is sorely needed in the NBN Co boardroom.
While I have no criticism to make of any of the individuals, it is remarkable that there is nobody on that board who has either run or built or been responsible for building or managing a large telecommunications network. And given that is the core business of NBN Co, that is a singular deficiency.
BBY telecommunications analyst Mark McDonnell says Ziggy Switkowski has the right corporate and technical pedigree to take up the top job.
Well, he certainly has telco experience, having been managing director of both Optus and Telstra. That is 10 years ago now. The issues have moved on. The circumstances are different. But we do know he's a close friend of the Liberal Party, and such an appointment is not surprising should it eventuate.
But Mark McDonnell says the NBN Co's new leader will have to play the politics, given the coalition's plan to undertake a forensic audit, which could morph into a judicial inquiry.
My impression is that there's going to be quite a bit of review of the NBN itself, its contracts, its cost structures, the whole question of forensic accountants or a judicial review not being finally decided as yet, but one or the other seems likely, and I think some pruning of the NBN itself is quite likely in these circumstances.
How much is this going to be about politics or evening up the score?
I think there will be a phase initially where it's highly political, where in effect the new government will be seeking to show that the NBN has been profligate and ineffective in its mission, that there's been a lot of waste. It will substantiate their political agenda around cost-cutting, where the NBN itself could well be a target for much of that. And it will, of course, also bring back into focus the key difference in their telecoms policies, which is around the cost efficiency of broadband delivery.
When it comes to cost-cutting, you believe that the NBN Co could be a target of coalition cost cuts?
Yes, that's really what I'm saying, Peter. It's clearly part of a wider fiscal agenda that the coalition announced through the campaign, and the number of people working in the NBN today are probably going to start looking for other jobs.
Despite the uncertainty, as the NBN project becomes fibre to the node rather than fibre to the home, Mark McDonnell believes Telstra shareholders could ultimately benefit, as the terms of the original $11 billion compensation deal are renegotiated.
The interesting thing, Peter, is that there's been no significant re-rating of Telstra by analysts or investors since the election. But I think as this process unfolds, there will be an upwards revision in target prices and estimates going forward. As I see it, under any set of scenarios in which more and more of Telstra's network facilities are to be used, whether it be the copper for their cable television network or indeed their wireless assets to provide broadband, that provides for additional opportunity for Telstra. Can only be good for their shareholders.
The World Today contacted Ziggy Switkowski earlier today, but his only comment was no comment.